This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time to turn things over to Hooman real quick.
Thanks so much. By the way, I love that song. That's my favorite Ed Sheeran song right now.
Oh, really?
Hey, everyone. A couple things. First of all, as many of you know, we're doing the San Francisco stair climb to raise money for firefighters and police officers and first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress. The event is actually happening on September 7th at the Salesforce Tower. And right now, Team Alice is in second place. Thank you, everyone who's contributed. We're $4,500, and we're $1,000 behind first place.
Let's make that happen, you guys.
So I put
it's a great cause.
Yeah,
and I can't believe you're going to do 1,700 stairs in support of this.
Like, thank you.
Come on, listeners.
I care
Let's
about
kick some money down.
Those who care about us,
like a $5 donation would help. It's
yeah,
great.
$5, everyone. In the sound of my voice, donate $5. If you go to the Alice Instagram, I put it on our stories. You could just swipe up. There's a link. There's also a link in our bio there. So just check out our Instagram page. Secondly, if you guys are free this Thursday, I'm emceeing an event. There is this restaurant in Hunters Point called the Old School Cafe, and this woman started it 15 years ago, and she basically adopted all the foster kids and all the teenagers who have been incarcerated, and she teaches them how to be waiters and
That's
chefs
awesome.
And cooks, and she adopts like these kids that basically have no families, have no love, have no community, and she brings them into a community.
That's awesome.
And they're so close
and gives them a skill.
What's
and
that woman's name? Who?
Her name is Teresa Goines.
Nice.
She's such a beautiful human being. So if you're around, I posted a picture on my Instagram, Hooman TV. I'll also put a link on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for the Old School Cafe Gala this Thursday night. Please join me. My mom will be there.
Oh,
everybody.
My Sada.
It's worth going just for that.
Yeah.
All right. So
she'll tell you all the dirt on Hooman, too. She does not hold back, that woman.
And this is like, I only MC one thing a year, so this is the one I'm doing.
Oh, really? You only MC one thing a year?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seems like you MC all the things. Everything I go to, there's Hooman MCing.
Hey.
Maybe this is the only official thing, I guess. All right, thank you. It's good. Look at you out in the world doing good. You're amazing, Hooman.
Mm, thanks.
3 days a week again, starting September 1st.
All right.
And then
Bryn.
More after that.
Bryn.
And Bryn and Marcus. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Rebel, soulfully crafted plant-based super herb beverages. I'm in the middle of drinking REBBL, by the way. I'm drinking the Maca Cold Brew.
Oh, that's the one I'm drinking, too.
It's good. You know what I like about them is that they don't oversweeten them.
Did you shake it a lot?
It says right on the thing, shake a lot, like more than you think.
Yeah.
And even like every time you go to take a drink, keep the lid on it. Every time you go to take a drink, shake it again.
I shake it up. It gets all foamy. It's nice.
It, yeah.
And this one is cold brew coffee, vanilla, and coconut milk.
Nice. Mm.
Yeah, I really like it. It's very delicious and refreshed and loaded with caffeine. I'm telling you, hey, Bryn, you should drink one of these because that one doesn't have caffeine in it, the mocha. You need one of the cold brew ones.
It'll help your mood.
She told me specifically. Like, honestly, it perked me right up.
You went to go get
my
one.
Favorite thing is it doesn't taste healthy, which is awesome.
Yeah, I know. But it's not too sweet. Like, I hate those oversweetened ones. Now, hold on. I'm going to take a sip.
Oh, boy.
Rebel.
Bryn got the same one we did.
Yeah, because it's full of caffeine. It actually says. It says, like, hey, if you have any reaction to caffeine, don't do it.
If you've been staring at your ceiling since 2 a.m., thinking about your coworkers,
I know. Thinking about your coworkers' back.
I care, Hooman.
Yeah, right. Obviously. All right, so the, over at Forbes, I actually love lists. I don't know what it is about
I'm into
them.
Lists. Yeah. America's into lists.
I like lists.
Yeah.
It's good. I credit David Letterman with that, the top 10 list.
Top 10? Yeah.
They put out all these weird different lists and stuff, richest this, the, strangest over this age or, whatever it is. So this time, it's the world's highest paid comedians. And I figured with you here, since you're such a punchline guy,
whoop, whoop,
and you're so in the comedy world, maybe you want to take some guesses.
Can I guess too?
Absolutely.
Highest paid are the Americans.
They are all Americans. Well, actually, they're not all Americans, but they're all known in America.
Can I guess?
Of course.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart is number one. And what's crazy is this is the only the second time in like 15 years that Jerry Seinfeld hasn't been number one.
Mm-hmm.
Although I have a story about how much the rights to Seinfeld are going to be sold for coming up. So next year, he may be back on top
I
of the
list. I think it's unfair.
Why is that?
Because I feel like you should be this should only be based on your stand up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not on all the other peripheral things that Kevin Hart is in a gazillion films. Although he does make a substantial amount of money from doing stand up as well.
Right.
But you should take away the stuff like Seinfeld cuz he's going to win every year.
And he does every year
he's going to win.
He didn't do anything last year he made $41 million.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Kevin Hart though made $59 million.
Dave Chappelle
is
number
two. I hear what
you're
saying. Dave Chappelle is not even in the top 10.
Damn, because he made $50 million plus last year.
You know, I'm thinking that maybe that's spread out over the life of the contract because the lowest number here, I just have the top 10.
Yeah.
Are there any women on the list?
There are one woman.
There's one woman.
Ellen?
Yeah.
Is it Ellen?
It's not Ellen. Ellen, you know what's weird?
Ali Wong?
It's not Ali.
Bryn said it.
Schumer?
Yeah.
I forgot about Amy.
I love Amy Schumer.
At number 10 is Aziz Ansari. So he made $13 million last
year. He's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although he had to drop out for a minute there with that.
Oh, man.
Me too stuff.
Just a date gone wrong.
Yeah.
Or a date that didn't end in anybody getting laid that turned into his biggest nightmare in the hashtag Me Too movement.
Yeah. I don't know if you watched his Netflix special.
I haven't yet, but I will.
I watched his Netflix, and he was actually at the Punch before he did that special, like working that act out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because he tried to address that whole situation, this Me Too situation, and it ended up being just a crappy response.
Because
he's like, well, people ask me what I thought. People ask what I thought and what I felt. I can only say, if I'm being honest, I felt sad, then I felt mad, and then I just felt bad, and that's all I've got to say about it. I'm like, dude, you shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said a damn thing.
Awful response.
It. Yeah,
awful. Mm. Continue, Sarah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
so Aziz is at number 10.
Okay.
Jeff Dunham made $15 million.
That guy's always there,
right?
Yeah, and at number 8 is ventriloquist Terry Fader with $17 million. So there are two puppeteers in the top 10.
People love that stuff.
They, you know,
Middle America loves that stuff.
Do these guys tour or are they like Vegas staples?
They do tour, but they
have
tour.
Residencies, right?
They have residencies. They do a lot of
that pays
cruises.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, they do well. They do very well.
They sure do. Amy Schumer made $21 million.
Mm-hmm.
Her tour made bank, but even though it was cut short, she would have been higher.
She was pregnant, right?
Right. She had some pregnancy-related health issues.
Yeah.
Like she had that nauseam gravitarum, or I can't even tell. I don't know what the name is, but it's where you're just horribly sick all the time. She had like video of herself barfing in a limo and then barfing in a bucket, and then walking out on stage doing the show, walking back off the stage and barfing.
I like her, man. A lot of people don't like her.
She was doing $500,000 a night. I love her.
I think
she's great. A lot
she
of
gives
people
zero F's, and I like that about her.
And just sometimes her delivery just knocks my frickin' socks off. I just think she's great. I used to love that Amy Schumer show or whatever the hell it was called on Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah.
Before she busted out.
I watched again, is it I Feel Pretty?
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. Is it
I watched
good?
It again. I
probably, underrated.
That's probably the third time I watched it. And I
need to watch
every
that.
Every time underrated. I get it on HBO or show, whatever I'm watching, I have to leave it.
Hooman, you didn't like that movie,
makes
did
me
you?
Feel good.
Terrible. I think she's not a good actress. I mean,
do you don't think she's funny at all?
I mean, she's funny during her stand-up, but
not acting.
I Feel Pretty. Like
she rubs some people the wrong way, though. There's a lot of people
she
that
does.
Just don't love her. For me, she's just like, oh, my God, I just think she's amazing.
Uh-huh. She represents the every woman, I guess. Maybe that's why I appreciate that.
Well,
us candy-coated girls.
Yeah,
that role required a really good actress. I mean, it was a
difficult
role.
Like, who would have been a better actress?
Like Gwyneth Paltrow, would she have been a better
actress? Speaking of, I'm surprised Melissa McCarthy's not on your list.
Oh, yeah.
She's not a comic, though.
She's very funny.
She's
now.
Never done stand up.
She's not.
She's
a
just an actress.
Yeah.
Mm. Not just, but she's an actress.
No, she's just an actress. Okay. Loser.
Melissa McCarthy, I think, could have pulled it off that role.
Oh.
Yeah,
I
probably.
Watch that movie.
Yeah, probably.
It's funny.
Probably.
You would like it.
Gabriel Iglesias is number six with 22 million.
He is incredible. People love that dude.
Mm. He packs the room. He's not a nice person, though.
Really?
At least what I experienced.
Ah, he was super sweet.
No, we were going to have him on, and then his people canceled or something.
And he probably didn't know about it.
I interviewed him before, and he was just not nice.
Really?
Yeah.
I've had nothing but good moments with that guy.
Maybe he's changed his ways.
Could be.
Maybe he's nicer to men than he is to women.
Could be.
I don't know.
Possible.
Mm-hmm. Sebastian Maniscalco made $26 million.
He's
in the place.
Oh, yeah. He's funny. Guy.
You may he's a really, really good comic. No, I do like him. I'm just
no, you don't.
But,
no, that's not true.
Well.
I'm always surprised at how well he does.
What is about him that's standout?
Well, he's a really funny comic, but that's what I've always tried to figure out. Like, wow, this guy destroys. Everywhere he goes, he destroys, and people love him. And then you find out that wow, he's like one of the highest paid comics in the world, and.
I don't even really know his material at all, and here he is.
What's that bit that we've played before?
Who we're talking about right now?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
You have a bit that every time we go, who's he? And then Bryn plays it.
Oh, we do this often?
Yeah, and we go, oh, yeah, I think every year we do this. And
then when he's on the list.
Like
oh, yeah. Oh, my God, I love that bit. Oh, we are having company.
Is that too long to play, Bryn?
Oh, play it. Just play it.
I don't know where it is right now.
Find it. Find it and play it.
It's really
Trevor Noah is number four on the list. But you know, he's a TV host. I think he's best known for that, but he tours. He does a ton of stand-up.
And he does really,
where's your
mic? The mic's off.
He does really well.
Is my mic off?
No, it's not.
There it is. Yeah, he does really well. He kills.
Uh-huh.
And he's been doing that for years. He's been selling all arenas around the world for years.
And they're saying that, no, I guess TV hosts like Ellen don't normally make the list, but he did earn the bulk of his money from stand-up, and they're like,
wow.
We're putting him in. Mm. And I guess maybe that's why Ellen's not on there. I guess these people had to earn the bulk of their money from stand-up.
Mm.
I don't know why. It's Jerry Seinfeld. Does he do a ton of stand-up? I would think he...
He had a tour, not a whole lot of dates,
right.
I feel like, last year, but...
He does that comedian.
He charges so much for his ticket.
Oh, my God, right.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive to see
him.
Jim Gaffigan is number three.
Of course.
$30 million. Jerry Seinfeld, number two with $41 million. That's going to be higher next year after they sell Seinfeld. And Kevin Hart, number one, $59 million.
You guys,
so thank you.
Wait till Eddie Murphy signs that big deal with Netflix to do his stand-up special return.
God, that would be great.
I can't wait.
Comedians from last year's top 10 that dropped out this year are Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, and Ricky Gervais.
Mm. Mm.
Love Ricky.
Maybe they counted their paychecks from Netflix for the prior year.
Maybe.
That's what it was. Because both those guys got big Netflix checks last year.
Who, Chris Rock?
Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle.
And what about Ricky Gervais? I don't know if it's on Netflix, but
he's not getting those $50 million concerts.
No, he should though. He's so freaking funny.
That Chappelle and Rock are getting.
So Seinfeld, they're saying that the rights to right now it's on Hulu. I guess you can watch all of the episodes of Seinfeld, which I'm sure they paid through the nose for.
Yeah. Or it's on TBS 20 times a day. You can watch that.
I wonder if this will be an exclusive thing, though, because they actually say it's going to be up for grabs as soon as the Hulu deal expires, and Hulu could repay for it. But they're saying it's going to go for $500 million.
Jeez.
Not shocked at all.
Those rights.
Not shocked. And it's worth it.
Absolutely.
People absolutely
still,
worth it.
That show's still...
I think I watched one or two episodes yesterday.
Not a big Seinfeld show fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
Not big on that show.
I didn't like the ending, but I did. I loved that show. It was great.
It's hard to end a series.
It is
really difficult.
But sometimes they really do it. They pull it off, and it's great. And that they just didn't.
Part of the problem is that people project their own expectations on finales.
That's true.
Yeah.
And there's way.
It's like Game of Thrones, man.
Yeah.
Talk about dropping the goddamn ball.
I
so
actually
much
enjoyed
build
it.
Up.
I enjoyed it, but I think that everybody had their projections. When you ask, well, how should it have ended? And everybody's got like 19 different ways it should have ended.
Yeah.
So I don't
because it should have ended in 19 different ways than it actually did. It was such a cop out. It was a piece
I
of
liked
poo.
It, and I'm going to support those guys.
Oh,
we
whatever.
Stand strong with Game of Thrones.
Oh my God! Guys,
stop love
it.
You guys.
They're so full of themselves.
You do what you do, baby.
As soon as George R.R. Martin was done writing for them, and they had to write their own stuff, they failed.
Damn.
You heard me. So anyway, congratulations to all the people making money out there. $500 million for the rights of Seinfeld.
Some of Sebastian.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All right, it's a little long, but just
okay. It's so true.
I know.
God, it's you know why? It's because we didn't all have phones. So if you were out somewhere and you were just in the neighborhood, like you would have to drop by. It wasn't like, you know, I guess you could have found a payphone or something. But
gets to the phone subject. See, here it is.
Oh. So that's Sebastian Maniscalco. And every single time we mention him, we go, who's that? And
yeah.
then Britton plays us that bit.
The end of that bit is him just saying, in these days when someone comes over, shut
oh, yeah.
the lights off.
Oh, my hide. God, yes. I'm like, who could it? Because you just know it's either the Mormons or someone trying to sell you something.
Right.
Oh, my God. The world has changed so much. Yeah. It's awful. I liked it when I was a kid. We're the old guard now. All right, Marcus. Marcus is sitting in for Vinny, whose older daughter's first day of school is today, and his younger daughter's first birthday is mm-hmm. today. So today's the day he's like, I got
he's
other gotta things
be
to
a
do.
Dad.
Yeah, I got dad duties. So Marcus Osborne is here to fill in. What's coming up in the news, of Marcus?
We've got the world's oldest webcam shutting down, and 80% of people do this one thing at work.
I bet I don't do it.
Bet you do.
Find out after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Marcus Osborne is sitting in for Vinny this morning, who mm-hmm. is going to do his daughter's first day at kindergarten and his other daughter's birthday. He's got a big day today. He's got dad duties. Mm-hmm. So thanks, Marcus, for coming in today.
Love it.
Let's hear that news.
All right, news is brought to you by Planet Home Experience. Planet Home this September 13th to the 15th, featuring live music, immersive, and interactive exhibits. Visit planethome.eco, E-C-O, for info and tickets.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know if you knew this, but San Francisco is the home to the world's oldest webcam. Makes
no,
sense, obviously.
I didn't know that, but yeah. Where is it?
Well, after 25 years, it's being switched off, and it is... Actually, it doesn't say where it is.
Is it the one that was trained at the bird's nest?
No. Here's a story.
All right.
Jeff Swartz, this was a side project started by these guys back in 1995. Swartz, known as WebDog, and his cohort, Dan Wong.
Oh, yeah, of course, WebDog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Web and Wong.
They had already begun running the San Francisco Fog Cam, named for the shrouded view it offered of the San Francisco State University campus, where they were taking computer science classes. So there you go.
Well, there it
That's
is.
Where it was.
So it was just a fog cam. Why would they take it down? Why take it down? Keep it up. It's the longest running webcam. Leave it. Keep
Maybe.
It going.
There's no one to operate it.
Well,
or
they
the
just
money?
Say it's time to let it go.
Let it go. Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is that we no longer have a really good view or place to put the camera. The university tolerates us, but they don't really endorse us. And so we have to find secure locations on our own.
Oh.
We'd like to be respected for creating a technology that's helped put millions of college co-eds through college. Daddy issues have never been more lucrative. This is from The Pair.
Weird.
Yeah. That and I just made that last part up.
Oh. You did.
Yeah.
I can never tell when you're adding fake
know,
stuff to
Marcus.
A story.
Hey,
I'm like, why are they talking about daddy issues? That's really strange. God, these guys sound twisted.
He recalls the early days of the Fog Cam fondly. Swartz says he was inspired to create it when he was learning how to script. Around the same time, he became intrigued by the first ever live webcam that actually predated the internet. It was called the Trojan Room Coffee Pot Cam.
You mentioned about the views. I know they've done certainly a lot of construction over the years over at State and the surrounding area. So I wonder if they're not getting
right,
you know,
just get blocked
beach
or something.
Views anymore or whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of what they're saying is just that, yeah, we just can't get a good view anymore. And it's been 25 years.
Well,
so it's time for it to go.
I mean, I have to admit, I've never looked at it, but I do still feel its loss.
I'm looking at it. It sucks. But it's,
all right.
The final day is August 30th.
There we go.
All right.
All right, guys, almost half of people wear underwear for 2 days or longer.
I don't.
If you can't even imagine, if you can't manage to change your underwear on a daily basis, what basic life skills can you handle? According to a new survey, almost half of Americans say they've
worn... All right, hold on. Before you move on.
Yes?
What is the... Who here, human, has worn underwear more than one day?
Oh, I've done that.
I mean,
that.
I guess I can't I say thinking, I've never done that.
Right. But. I was thinking, like, what about... I will do this sometimes over the weekend. Say I take a shower on Friday, put on clean underwear Friday morning.
Yeah.
And then... Saturday, if I don't take a shower on Saturday because I'm laying around,
I may still. You know what? I actually think that maybe I do wear my underwear longer than I think I do.
But
Vaughn, don't look in here.
But then maybe Saturday night when I go to bed, I might have put on another pair or wear some.
Yeah, you know what?
Something.
I take it back. So, I do wear underwear 2 days in a row. Oh, yeah. What a scumbag I am.
No, not a scumbag. It happens.
Super scummy. I bet they're the worst underpants of the week.
I mean, other than that, I mean, we're not wearing our same underwear to work.
Yeah, I would certainly. If I ever took a pair off, I'd never put them back on.
Right.
I have so many drawers, man. Just a multitude of underwear. So I can literally, I have enough underwear to change every day for a month if I need to.
Yeah, me too.
If I need to.
Without doing any laundry.
Mm-hmm. Without doing any laundry.
And then, but you don't always.
No.
Sometimes you wear them 2 days in a row. And only half of people admit to this?
Yeah, only half. I think that figure's probably much, much higher.
All right.
According to the new survey, though, only half of Americans say they've worn the same pair of underwear for 2 days or longer. 13% of people have worn the same pair of underwear for more than a week. Now, I've never done that.
No. Nice. Whoomin, you have?
More than a week? Absolutely not. Come on.
I know you did it once because you brought them in when No Name was the host.
Why do we have to go back to that?
Because I just feel like it was an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Like,
wait, what did he do?
Hooman and,
well, no, there
and
was
No
a
Name
crazy
left
guy.
Their left their underpants on for a whole week to get together, you doing it because this one guy asked, he was gonna, like the Japanese buying underwear came up.
Yeah.
And this guy was like, I will pay money for No Name's underwear. Uh-huh. And I think Hooman decided to do it too. And then he was like totally into Hooman's.
Yeah, he was.
Hooman's underpants.
Oh,
he was gross. Like, No Name's don't even have a smell. But Hooman's Hooman were
on
spicy.
The other hand.
So did he pay you?
No.
He didn't pay you?
No.
You let him take the underwear though?
Yeah.
Did he come
it would
in?
Be weird if somebody wore drawers for a week in? And didn't have any smell.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, it would be weird.
That'd be very
They're right
weird.
There in your crack.
Yeah.
Where all the bad stuff happens.
The good stuff, baby.
Yeah. Mm.
Good stuff happens.
Oh,
there.
No. It gets bad after a while. Mm. It's good right until it's not.
Go for a jog.
Oh, boy.
13% of people have worn the same pair of underwear for more than a week, as I said. Men are 2.5 times more likely to have done that than women. That seems fairly obvious.
Yeah.
There's more. Most of us keep our underwear in rotation way longer than we should for hygienic purposes. Some experts say you should throw away your underwear every year to prevent a buildup of bacteria like E. coli.
Yeah, I can't throw away. I keep my underwear for years.
Yeah, if you start getting a bunch of skid marks in there, you got to toss those puppies.
Well, I don't get skid
or
marks.
The elastic.
That's a guy thing.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think that it is.
No, it is.
I don't think that it is.
Us girls
it
are
is.
Fresh.
I don't think I've ever had a skid mark.
It may not be skid marks, but there's other stuff going on down there.
Yeah, but they're not skid marks.
That leaves residue.
Stop it.
Only 16% of people say their oldest pair of underwear is less than a year old.
Oh.
Can you smell that smell?
I can't smell it.
Yeah, you can.
Ooh, that smell.
All right, kids, random facts for Monday. Here we go. You got them?
Oh, wow.
I love fast facts.
There are 4 states where people can take the bar exam and become lawyers without ever going to law school. Can you name those 4 states?
4 states?
Yeah,
I want to say Alaska.
You are incorrect, but go ahead.
Hawaii?
Again, incorrect.
South Dakota?
Again, incorrect.
Let's see. Mississippi? No.
Again, incorrect. Clearly,
Tennessee?
Not Mississippi.
And
Florida. Has Florida one of them?
Arizona.
Nope. But you say enough states, you'll hit them.
Utah.
Nevada.
California.
Maine. Arizona.
Thank you.
California.
Said,
wait,
California.
You can take the bar in California.
Didn't you hear the story about Kim Kardashian getting her law degree?
Yeah, but I thought she was actually going to school.
Yeah, nah, she's studying with somebody, right?
She's like interning with somebody here in the Bay Area. Yeah.
Wasn't it like the former mayor of Mill Valley or some crazy
something
thing like
we
that?
Heard, yeah, out of the offices either in SF or Oakland. Something.
So you're saying in California you can be a lawyer without passing the law?
No, you got to pass the bar,
you
don't have to take law. You don't have to go to law school.
That's right.
Oh, I see.
You just have to study
I feel like that's fair.
Yeah, if you can pass the test.
Apparently that bar is hard as hell, so... I feel like if you can pass
people have gone to law school failing.
Yeah. California, Virginia, Vermont, and Washington.
Ew. You didn't guess any of those states.
The original gay pride parade, gay pride flag had 8 colors in the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, turquoise, blue, violet, and hot pink. Eventually, hot pink and turquoise were dropped because it made them too expensive to produce the flags.
Oh. Well. Imagine that.
Graham Nash. You know who he is.
The singer?
Yes. He wrote "Just a Song Before I Go."
Such a pretty song. Makes me sad, though.
Very pretty, right?
Yeah.
It feels like a really deep, meaningful song.
Oh, what are you going to
say? Is this true? I mean, it feels like that when you listen to it.
Yeah.
Hey, here we go.
He wrote it in 5 minutes.
It's quintessential 70s stuff.
Yeah. So it kind of mellow. It's that mellow, soft rock.
The harmonies were incredible. The vocals were great. Yeah. So the story behind this song is, when his weed dealer in Hawaii was taking him to the airport and said, "You know what, Graham? I bet you can't write a song before you go." Guess what Graham did?
Oh, my God. He wrote a song, "Just a Song Before I Go."
And he wrote it in 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
It's a good one. Doesn't feel like a 15-minute
song. It just poured out of him.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you're just in the zone.
Yeah.
You know, you're a songwriting madman.
You're an
artist, for sure.
Yeah. This is a good one.
So pretty.
Chinese food takeout containers were originally invented in the 1890s to hold oysters.
Mm. Oh, really?
And Victoria's Secret sold men's underwear from 1985 to 1986.
93. They were like, "Get these guys out of here. This is getting weird."
80% of people have done this one thing at work, everybody. It is, take a guess.
Shopping.
Tis not that, but that makes sense.
Pooping.
Amazon. What'd you say, sir?
Pooping.
No, not pooping. Bryn, got a guess?
Love himself.
No,
no
personal love.
Love yourself.
Homie, what you got, bruh?
People too at work, 90%.
80%.
Gone number two.
That's what I said, too.
No.
Pick another one.
It is, you got one?
No.
You got a guess, Yuzette?
I think I know what it is.
She said shopping.
Crying.
Yuzette is correct.
I have cried at work.
She is correct.
Man, I thought this was going to be something
I've cried at work, too.
According to a new survey by Monster.com, 8 out of 10 people admit they've cried at work. 14% cry at least once a week.
At work?
Oh,
that's a lot.
That's too much. You need a different job.
Yeah.
That job is making you sad.
5% of people say they cry daily.
Oh, my God. They hate their lives.
Clearly.
Jeez.
That's awful.
What's making these people cry?
Their boss.
Their bosses.
That's number one.
Okay.
Their boss and or coworkers. Number one.
Uh-huh.
Number two, personal issues.
Yeah, there's those people.
Number three.
Money.
Yeah, no. It is feeling overwhelmed by your workload.
Oh.
Yeah.
Number four, bullying.
Oh.
Number five, a client. And number six, making a mistake.
That's a guy. He's at work and he's got personal problems at home.
Actually, doesn't surprise me that
you know
much.
You know who that is, right?
Tyrese.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise
me
that
much. Why, you think he's a big baby?
No, it just doesn't surprise me that people cry.
Everybody
has so much anxiety and stress and panic these days, these panic attacks. I've read somewhere a few weeks ago that anxiety levels and panic attacks have exponentially blown up over the past 7 to 8 years.
Yeah, it's because of social media.
That's a huge part of it. I do believe that.
I just think that my oversimplification of the entire like anxiety problem is that we're not busy enough. Like that we have too much time to think about stuff. Like in the olden days when you had to like go chop some wood and kill a chicken and pluck it and cook it and you
plow
just
the field.
Sure, I mean like there was just so there was just so much more to sort of like occupy you and wear you out during the day. Like you had to go, then the sun would go down and you didn't have electricity, so you just went to bed.
I'm with you. And you know what, Sarah? I think another part of it, probably along the same lines, is that I think we just know too much.
Yeah.
We know too much. We're bombarded by the world's problems
yep. every day.
I get how it would stress people out all the time. I've actually had to stay away from social media. By the way, SMF Marcus is my Instagram.
Yeah, he doesn't go on there, but visit him anyway.
Yeah, just please go ahead and sign up on it. Follow your boy. Follow your boy, SMF Marcus. But I, no, I actually do believe that social media has led to people's rise in anxiety. You
well,
look
people
at other
are freaking
lives.
Out over little kids who are losing their minds over likes and
yeah.
It's I still a whole get new people, world, man.
I still get people who go, "Oh my God, did you see my picture? Yeah, I saw it, but you didn't like it." I'm like, "Do you need me to like your picture?
I mean, should I go on there now real, and I like mean, it so that you'll on, be man. All right?
Get grow a pair."
I guess there's just some people who, as they scroll through social media, just hit like on every single dingle thing, so that when they don't like something, it's of significance.
Mm. I think the worst thing that people are doing is comparing their lives to the lives that they see people display on social
media. Which we're
media.
All faking. We're all faking the awesomeness of our lives.
Every single human being.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Beyonce.
Yeah,
Jay-Z.
Her life is pretty good.
Life does not suck for her.
No. She's got a solid
people are saying she's
gap.
Pregnant again.
Oh.
Come on.
How many kids they have now? They have twins, right?
Jay-Z,
and,
buddy.
And the older daughter?
Jay-Z.
Yeah, Blue Ivy. Mm-hmm.
And then the two, what are the kids' names? Like Rumor and...
I don't really know their names.
Moomy.
What?
Something like that. Some weird, two weird names. And then now she's going to have another. Good for them. Let's have a big
well,
group.
That's what people are saying.
They certainly have the
like
money.
She has
Blue
a
Ivy.
Baby bump.
Blue Ivy is the... Is
Sir
the,
Carter and
oh,
Rumi.
Yeah.
Rumi.
Yeah.
That's it. I knew some. I say, yeah, I was so close. Rumor and Moomy, come on. I got one of them.
That's right.
Oh, well, I'll never be Jay-Z. I got a couple of texts, emails. You got that fish heads?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fish.
Rock that for
heads.
Me, baby. The greatest heads. Discovery from Dr. Demento show was Fish Heads by Barnes & Barnes, a song that I loved when
you
I was
know,
a kid.
I loved it for a while, but then I was just like, enough of this.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Fish heads,
eat them up, yum.
Love
all
it.
Right.
They did a thing on SNL with that. Remember, they actually right. put a they did a video for it.
Can you guys please wish my sister Monica a happy 32nd birthday? We love you guys, and she's raising the next gen of Alice.
All right, Monica.
Along those lines, I want to wish Chris Kelly a happy birthday.
Hey.
Too.
Oh, Chris hey. Kelly. Oh.
And someone really loves my idea for Dr. Cuddles, even
yeah.
though it seems creepy.
I think that there's a, that has legs. Like you as Dr. Cuddles, you're
I'm
just
into it.
Creepy enough to be like funny with it, you know? That's a, you should do that.
I'm into it. I will
hey
definitely
there,
get it
I'm
going
Dr.
On.
Cuddles. You should buy like local access cable and stuff. Like put some ads together, Marcus. This could be the thing for you. This could be big.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cuddles.
Hey there, it's me, Marcus, also
you need
known
to be
as
cuddled.
Dr. Cuddled. You have overwhelming feelings of anxiety. Let me cuddle the F out
Too
of you.
Too much internet.
Yeah.
I'll cuddle you.
Not enough human Aww. Contact.
Oh, well, I cuddle.
Gross, see? It's already getting, it's already, it's crossed. No, don't. Don't put that face on. Marcus, that's wrong.
I'm going to cuddle.
No. That is not happening. Hey, everyone. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got the album charts, which are always sort of fun, and the collaboration we've all been waiting for, except we haven't. But it's here anyway, and you'll find out about it next.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.